Blog Talk Radio. الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله محمد رسول الله. We only bear witness again. There is no God but one God. His proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this great world that we live in, the world that we are being tested. We bear witness that God is the creator of this earth, and he is the creator of all good. And we only bear witness when Christ Jesus said, one will come after him. And he mentioned that one that coming after him will lead us in all truth. Christ Jesus said that. I don't know why the people are not looking for Prophet Muhammad. I know reason they're not looking for Prophet Muhammad, because a lie has been told. And that lie is to lead people away from what Jesus said. And you can find the people that following Jesus, you'll find the people that following the racial image. So we say all praise are due to Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, is the seal of the prophets. There's no more prophet to come. So we're here tonight on the Blog Talk radio station, calling people back to the oneness of God. Letting the people know there's nothing deserved ever to be worshipped besides the one God. And that Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, is the seal of all the other prophets. So there's no more prophet to come. So we here tonight at Blog Talk radio station, coming out of California, under guidance of Amin Muhammad, who this show, this Rock Talk radio station, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Sim School. So we are here tonight. My name is Brother Abdullah Akbar, and my wife is Daya Akbar. We are co-host workers here on this Rock Talk radio station, along with Sujah Muhammad and his wife, coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And Brother A. Muhammad coming out of Columbus, Georgia. So we're here tonight to express ourselves and bring to your mind that a lie has been told on God, and this lie have caused 80-90% of all the problems in the world. When you lie on God, and then once the truth come, it come back because God has sent the truth to reverse the lie. But when people have been trained and led into a lie, and the lie get comfortable to them because it fits the evil they want to produce, and then Allah says there's no force in religion, then they have a right to be that. But we have a right to explain to you how this all happened with the help of Almighty God and Allah. The first thing we need to do is pray and ask God to guide us, to guide our tongue and guide our hearts. Say only the thing that is necessary that it will help, and keep back those things that cause problems. So we like to open our talk with a prayer called El Fatiha. This is the same prayer that opened up our blessed book, our holy book called Al-Quran. For first we would say it in the English, in the Arabic language, then we would translate it, inshallah, in the English translation. Umar Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbi Laidameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu Wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Et Dini Sarah the Mustakin. Sarah to Ladina and to Olehim. Glory Magdubi Olehim. While it dawning. I mean. English translation. We seek protection with Allah from the most rejected enemy, the outcast Satan. With the name of God, God is most gracious and most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on and grace, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. Amen. So we like to greet you in the greatest greeting of all the greetings in the world. There's no greeting match this greeting. This is the blessed greeting given to us by Almighty God, Allah, through his prophet, through Prophet Muhammad, who is the seal of the prophet. He gave us a greeting of peace, and we are supposed to give the greeting of peace, and we have obligated us to keep the peace. Where there's no peace, there's no happiness. Where there's no peace, there's no growth. Where there's no peace, there will be no coming together of the mind and of the good minds to make a better world to live in. So we'd like to greet you in that greeting of all of the prophets from Abraham to Muhammad. And that greeting is Assalamu Alaikum. Simply means God, peace be unto you. So we here tonight, we're going to be talking about the image and how it affects our families and affects the human family. I've called the human family to declare and keep warring against each other. That's what that image do. It's jealousy. It breaks up family, break up communities. It causes a lot of hardship. And that's why Allah said don't make nothing in the Bible. He said don't make nothing in the sky, on earth, and in the water, and call it the creator. Abel, one creator, and he's bigger than anything that we can imagine. There's nothing that we can imagine that can be the creator. He's bigger than anything we can imagine. You to see the greatness of the creator, let's look at the sun. It stays in the sky and don't fall down. It gives us our heat and cause things to grow. It's always doing something great. It gives everything its color. That's sun. And there's nothing outside yourself that you can point to greater than that sun. And the only thing you can point to greater than the sun is the one who created it. And we say Allah created that sun to remind us there's a power in the world greater than you have the opportunity to have the ability to know. Huh? So, but he gave us scripture to know what we need to do with the life that he don't trust us with. Good scripture. Now, we don't want to read that scripture. We can read, then the scripture can't help us. And since the scripture is not helping us, that is one of the reasons that we are not together today as human beings, as one human family. Satan, his job is to divide and conquer. And he divide us and conquer us when he call us white and black, call us Negro, Caucasian, cracker and everything. Well, all other names that we might call ourselves, German, Russia, China, those names are good long as they're not dividing us. But when they divide us, we need scripture that we can read that can put us back together being one. And we said the final scripture has been made, and God said he protect this scripture. He didn't say he protect no other book. He ain't never said he would take the ID or any other book or the Bible or the Torah. The only book that he made an announcement that he would take is Al-Quran, the book. The other books, he said they had no protection, and you can read and you can figure it out for yourself. Take this, check out the people that translated the Bible. That tracked it. Check them out. And see in your mind if they worthy of having such pure word to give the people, and their lifestyle reflect the life that the book is telling them to stay away from. In King James, the homosexual life that this world is raining down on the people. Huh? The Jesus said in the last day, he said, you won't be able to tell women from men and men from women. Have that day not arrived in America, Europe, China, all across this globe? You can go to any grocery store in the world, and I guarantee you, you won't be able to tell the women from the men unless you go into a Muslim country, a good Muslim country. Because you go to a Muslim country that don't follow the law, then you might see anything still. Huh? Only the strong or the true gonna reach the blessing and receive the blessing of Almighty God. So God say he made man and woman. And you got some Muslims saying that these people got the right to be whatever they want to, ignoring what the Quran says. Allah said the man is, the woman had, the man and the woman is not like the man, and the man is not like the woman. Huh? No man can produce a baby. But a woman can bring a baby in the world with the help of a man. This is what God set up. But you got people that's so cruel. Yeah, God, we are God's creation. If he decides to punish the creation that goes in the opposite direction, who you think can stop him? He done did it before. He brought hell, he brought rain, hailstorm down on the homosexual, warning them of this day, don't do it. Everything lives and dies, go back to God for judgment. Now, you going to tell me that person going to go back and tell God that he made a mistake, that God made him a man, but he decided to be a woman, and since it's his life, his body, he do whatever he wants to. See how they're going to fly with the creator of this creation when the only way he speaks to you through scripture, read scripture, and see do scripture agree with that. So all praise is due to Almighty God, one God, one creator of the heaven and the earth. So we're here tonight to listen, to hear you, what you want to say. We call it a queue. You go in the queue, you mash one, and your arrow will point to that you have something to say. And once we see your arrow up, we turn your mic on, and we get ready to listen to you, your criticism, your lecture, or your questions, or whatever you had to say. This is a Brown Talk radio station. We come to free the people, free the mind, bring to the attention of the people that a lie has been told to all to the religious people, especially the Christians, especially the Catholics, especially those who hold man up as God. And a lie has been told. And the proof of that lie has been told, if it had been the truth, why so much problems coming out of the lie? That God got a man. God got a son. And his son is a Caucasian man. This has brought all kind of problems all over the globe. God can't be no man. And in many places, this idea was forced on the people with a gun. They would go into the missionary would go into the country, and they would send the missionaries in, and then when the missionary went in and people wouldn't believe that God was a man, then they send the army in to to wipe out those who, them people who didn't believe that God was a man. In the Roman day, they did the same thing. They used to feed the Christian to the lion. Why did they do that? Put the Christian out there in front of a man-eating lion. Because the Christians said they believe in one God. And they put that Christians, no Christians out there to be to fight or die with the lion, big old lion, would eat them up. So this is the fact. They forced people to believe in one God. They forced them to do that. Like they did on the plantation. They called us praying to one God, they would kill you. They called us reading the Bible, reading a book that's going to help us get free and from God, they will hang you. They will cut your tongue out. They will take two horses and put them on both sides of you and hit both of them at the same time. This is history. This is something that's not hidden. It can be checked out. They want you to believe in a lie. Huh? So along with that lie, they come with Santa Claus. Easter. How can a rabbit lay eggs? And it must be a female rabbit, because a male rabbit don't lay no egg. So all these lies that was given to us to keep us in a servant attitude, or obedient attitude to them. And then whenever time they steal something and bring that back to us, we thank God done blessed them. No, they stole what they had to do to get where they had to go. They stole the idea to make a lawnmower, a washing machine, or hook a train, or make a plane, or make a car. They stole all that, even a Coca-Cola. The evil people of the world stole and took what they want. So all praise is due to Allah. How can we reverse this? By telling them the truth. And what truth is that, my friend? Tell them there is no God but Allah, and the devil is a liar, and the devil is going to hell because he is a liar, and he's going to the final hell, and it be God's will that he live there forever. No man leave this earth, but no woman leave this earth without getting God's judgment. That is the reality that we would like to tell our Caucasian brothers. We're all brothers because we all come from Adam. But one have been tricked. But his trick that he would put in have benefited him because he owned all the skyscrapers, most of the planes in the sky and all the ships out in the sea. He owned them things. Huh? And so by him owning them things, they think they own you too. So we here tonight with the help of Allah to clean up the lies so we can all go forward. We can all go right so we can have a world that we all can live in peace. And God has given us this world so we can live in peace. We say, As-salamu alaykum, meaning may God's peace be unto you. May God's peace help me. From coming from you, so we can be peaceful, where we can never study war anymore. The Christian got a song, and the song said, we ain't going to study war no more. But soon, if they get a little alcohol in them, they ready to fight. They ready to tear something. So they say one thing, and they do another, because they, too, have been tricked by the Satan, the open enemy. He's not here. He writes, he walks around us, he's on TV, he's in the music, he's in the books, he's in the magazines. Satan is working his life. He's working the life that he wants you to have. He's working it. He's making evil seem fair, the scripture said. He whispers in the hearts of men and women and turns them away from their creator. So we're here tonight. And we pray that what we have to say be some benefit. And we say anything of any good, all credit and praises go to the Creator himself. Don't go to the one who's saying it. Because the one who's saying it would not be here if the Creator didn't say, be, and it is. he wouldn't be him, or she wouldn't be him. So all praise is due to the one creator. And we say anything of that might not be right, we ask the creator to forgive us, and we bless that we be able to turn that around, and for we actually forgive us, because we don't mean to say nothing that don't be beneficial to everybody, even the one who's saying it. So we thank Allah for this Block Talk radio station, and we gonna be here tonight. I'll be hearing anybody who got anything to say. All they have to do is match one on their cell phone, and we will see that they have cut their mic on, and we will help them get it on where they can speak and say exactly what they want to. All praise is due to Allah. You know, many people get mad among us when we say something about homosexuals. I see that out in the streets when I talk to the people. When we talk to the people, we say it in a nice way that we say, not because we hate anybody. We don't hate no homosexual. Huh? We just try to tell that homosexual the truth. We try to let him know the best we tell the truth. Then he hear it on the other side, which it would be too late. And when we tell the truth, then that gives them an opportunity to change. Why wouldn't you want to change? If you want to stay the same, at least the warning have come. The truth has come to you as a warning. If that homosexual woman or man refused to hearken to the truth and they know it, they're going against their nature, ain't nothing I can do but be a warner. You got a right to be whatever you want to. We tell people that. We have no warrants. We have no words. We have scripture that can help you. But if you don't want scripture, then you don't want what God has given you. And that's the only thing we have to offer you. It's scripture. And you read it. If you like it, you don't like it, that be on between you and your creator. But don't say that. We are here to make you feel bad. How bad you gonna feel when the brimstone and the fire come down on you? Huh? You don't think God gonna do that? Then keep living that type of life. And by you being a homosexual, that means you can't populate the world no more. And God said populate the world. You're a man. You might change your feature, your body parts, and stuff like that. You still, God said in the beginning, so shall you be in the end. He's going to put you back back as you was as you began. So all praise is due to God. So what best you warn me, like God said, don't steal. And people get locked up. When they read that, they should realize God told them not to steal nothing. God told them not to kill. And when they read the Bible and they hear that, they should remember that. So when they get pregnant, don't kill the baby. But God said get married. And then he said he point out what gender to get married to. And he pointed that out. God does that. That's a mercy come to God. For you won't make no mistake and do the wrong thing. So God put that in everything he wants you to do, or I want me to do, or want anybody to do, or the prophet to do. And he said, Papa Mama told to tell the people that he was a flesh and blood human being just like you. Well, they won't be out here talking about Prophet Muhammad is a superman. Prophet Muhammad is God's special servant and all that. No, he was a human being just like us, but what made him different, he was an honorable human being that received the revelation. And that revelation that he brought to us is the revelation that God blessed him with to give us. Now, you can't see that, or you don't believe that, ain't nothing we can do to change that, but make the message clear. So anybody, male or female, got anything to say, Caucasian, Japanese, Mexican, whatever you might be, anybody who got anything they would like to say, mash one on your cell phone or your telephone, and we will bring you, turn your mic on and let you begin to share with us what you want us to know. So all praise is due to God, the creator, the sustainer, the master of the day of judgment. He lived, he never died, he never had a baby, never was a baby. He feeds all his creation, but he himself need no food, need nothing to eat. That's the creator I'm talking about. The one that you can't see but see you. The one who knows everything. The one who will record everything that you do from the day you born until the day you die. The one going to show you where you went wrong. Show you how you kept going. Or show you the good that you done. Going to show you the good that you earned. He's going to show you the bad that you earned. God is not going to leave no stone unturned. So Allah says that. That's why he gave us the excellent scripture. And, you know, we read the scripture and we accept what God has said to us. And we accept saying that with you. And we said, take that will help you. And that don't help you, that leave that alone. Why take medicine that's going to not help you? And this truth is greater. It's better. It's like medicine. It helps the sick mind, the sick soul. And we hope that we minister in that rightly so we can have a great world to live in. So we can have a world that we can say, all praise are due to Allah. And Allah is the God or the creator of justice. He's the creator of all good. And he created good so we can have good to measure our life by. So anyone got anything to say about anything that you want to read? So we're going to continue to share with you. So anybody who would like to say anything, we thank you for coming on. We thank you for being here, spending time with us. You could have been somewhere else, but you thought enough to spend time with us. So we pray what we have to say be some benefit. And then at the top of the hour, at 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock in some people's city, we're going to talk about business. Because no matter how much righteousness we get, if we ain't got no money, if we ain't got nothing to trade with, then pretty soon we would fade away. We would fall into the worst of problems. So that's what we want to do. We want to come up out of this, and we want to thank Allah for blessing us to be human beings. Well, I got that. So excuse me, I'm back. I missed right here. So we're here to share. But at top of the hour, we're going to go to business. But we got to have some, man, we have to have money to live. We can't take care of the poor people. You ain't got nothing to take care of to give them. They need houses and everything. If we have no money to give, we should have houses to put these people in, our Muslim brothers. We should have a hospital that wait on them without charging them an arm and a leg to put them back together. All these things we spend our money with each other and with the business people that we have. Then the actors and the movie star that wants to enjoy this world and live in this world, then we will tell them the truth and then give them opportunity to give back to the world that take care of them. football players and basketball players, you know. So if people got money, I mean lots of money, then they can do some good. We need people with lots of money to let that money come, drum them back down to the poor people, so we won't have so many poor people. Right in Atlanta itself, there are people sleeping on the bridges. They're sleeping at the bus stops. But winter is coming on. And some people are women and children who have been put out of their home or where they were staying, and they at the bus stop, sleeping at the bus stop. Now, people in Georgia have many of them have good clown hearts. They would take food by there. They would take something to drink by there. But for to give them a good place, a better situation to live in, some of them can't afford to do that, and some of them ain't going to bring the people to the house. I have listened to a sister on the Lifeline, and she was saying that on the TV, that they brought this person in their house to help them, and the person never tried to get on their feet and talk back to them, how upset their home, their happy home. That people like that. You can give them something, and they're going to give you hell back. So them kind of people you have to watch out for. I see people, young girls and older women at the intersection begging for money. Some of them selling water, and I buy the water. You know, I do what I can. And you got some of them who you help, and they'll turn on you. But being out in the street talking to the people, you get more respect for trying to guide the people to right, tell them, give them good advice, especially from the police. They respect us out there in the street talking to the people. They really respect us. They urge us on to keep up the good work. One stopped me when I was leaving, heading home, and pulled me over, and he said, I seen your tail light. He said, oh, you were one up there on the street picking. I said, well, yeah, I was up there. He said, well, look, I told him, I got the tail lights in the back. He said, well, you fix it when you get ready. He said, the Caucasian police. He said, I was up there. I heard you up there. Appreciate y'all. Y'all doing a good job. And y'all, you know, and thank you so much, young man, sir. And we went on our way. But true, God show you what good you could do. We see people arguing, fussing about what we're saying, and pretty soon they come back and thank us. Because we're not trying to hurt anybody. We are trying to not call people to Islam or to Christianity. We call them back to the very nature God created them in. And that's a good being, a good human being. Letting them know that it's not their nature them live in a neighborhood with trash all over the ground. You can't walk for broken bottles. That's not our nature. That's why they put all these trash cans around here. And all we had to do since we walking that way, put it in the trash can. Huh? And then we can live in a clean community. How look, you want money and you want a better lifestyle, but you can't move in something. You move into a neighborhood and you bring that mentality of tearing the neighborhood down. Who wants you there? Who wants you there? You don't even want yourself when you look at it. Think about it. So truth is clear from falsehood. So I'm here, and anybody got anything they want to say, match one, come into the queue, and I will cut your mic on. Because we're here to talk to the people who are looking for a better life. And we're looking for a better life. And this show is only here to bring about that best life to live. And we say, El Quran, with this world have kept out of the minds and the hearts of the people. They did this on purpose in all the schools, and all the places, colleges and stuff, they have kept Prophet Muhammad out of the minds and the hearts of the people. and the Quran in most cases, but the top people know the Quran. You're a Mason, and you are a person that in government, you have to read the Quran. Because this is the book that made America what it is. It wasn't the Bible. It was Al-Quran. But they ain't going to tell you that. So I got Brother Muhammad from Columbia, Georgia, just come into the studio. So we're going to bring him up and let him continue to share this good news with us so we can remake this world that we're living in. Brother Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum. Anybody else, raise your hand. We'll bring you
up. Yes, sir. Udu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we thank Allah so much for blessing us to be a part of this life. Every day we look forward to sharing our life in service to Almighty God Allah to show appreciation for Him creating us. And we share that with everyone else and praying that you also will begin to develop more of the good character, of the good appreciation that you have for God, because you know you did not create yourself. And as you are receiving this message of concern, and if you check it out, you'll find out that there ain't but one God. You know, there never has been any other but one God to at least expose yourself, your whole life, to what God of all the worlds that you know of, and as many as you discover, you still see that there's only one creator of that life. So, you know, we pray that you will show appreciation for it, like we all are, by sharing it with each other. This way, this will bring about a oneness that anything that divides us won't be able to fit in. The sharing of one God, sharing of the message that he has given us that we call revelation over the history of time will show that the more that we expose ourselves to it and try to live it, that it don't leave any room in there for anything that may divide it. When it's so clear that this is bringing about a oneness of something that we all have been missing since the awakening of our reality here on earth, that a creature called Satan has been trying to divide the human family ever since then, with murder, adultery, fornication, stealing, lying. So many divisional tools that he have used, and they all have failed because they were never created to meant to work. They were only here to create an opportunity for those who see and understand the one guidance that also created what they're being tested by is the way to choose. So we pray Allah that all the tools of the Satan will continue to fall, because there will always be someone like those of us on this program here and many programs around the world and different things, but we're all are fighting against this image that God has a supreme race or supreme people on this earth that he has called his son, or they have made him say that's his son, etc. You know, very arrogant to have a mind like that, to think that you are and have been created by the same creator to be against your brothers and sisters of the same creation, and also to be against nature itself and try to explore and divide nature and try to make it something other than what it created to be. And as we was talking a couple of days ago, you know, it will fight back in many, many ways beyond our comprehension as we are learning. You know, this virus is an example of that. We know this is some kind of creation that was disturbed and been forced or coerced or being used by the intelligence of the best in creation, the human being, fight back and try to survive because it's been taken out of its nature and placed in another artificial one. And it's pursuing life, its cycle of life. So we are thankful that, again, as Brother Akbar was saying, you know, that the message, the concern is always, always available on the base, on the basis. And what we mean by the basis, on the earth where people walk every day because of different circumstances. But especially for those who walk every day because they are being forced to walk, because of the lack of sharing, or someone think they're better than them, controlling their income, controlling their food, their shelter. And they have to, some of them, even to live on the street like animals with no home. And our responsibility is to overcome this enemy by sharing with each other the responsibility of what we call caring. You know, what the responsibility of what we call protector and maintainer, you know, of the life that each of us have against whatever strike decides to divide that life. And in most cases we see in this world here, have no regardfulness for its life, period, and actually pursuing to kill certain life forms so that they can develop something in their frame of mind that is better for them and not for the rest. So everyone around is trying to give this message of concern on different avenues, because that's how Satan is scheming. He's attacking from all avenues. If he can't get these people over here to act the way he wants them to act, he'll get another people. You know, he'll get people of all different walks of life fighting one another, disliking each other for no human reason at all. Just a thought put in their mind that if they don't do what God's Son has told them to do or left them the impression to do. They had a program on yesterday where these Catholic priests were trying to justify why one of their cardinals or whatever could not control the hypocrisy that he was living, but he was still executing it to the point to where he had actually started killing people who he felt like that was not following Jesus Christ in the spirit and in the way that they have prescribed for humanity to submit to God's Son. And they were trying to justify this. You know, they was even went as far back discussing about how the reason why this is that and the reason why this is that, that's the way it was when Jesus Christ was here, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Knowing all along this is all a story. And the court, the prosecutor was doing a serious good job explaining a lot of what all of us have been through. You know, why do you have to go along with a standard that is not true? And they were talking about why did all the disciples have to wear beards and things, and, you know, the prosecutor made it clear. Again, from like Brother Akbar was saying, from your hearing bits and pieces of the Quran being revealed to humanity nowadays has helped many of them to expose falsehood without even realizing sometimes that they're doing that. But that is the only thing that they know that they could say would make logical sense about something that is really crazy and has been used to kill people for not having a beard or killing people because they are female or they are male, and it does not fit in their picture of proper gender roles that human beings play in life. It's a legal point of showing how the Catholic Church bases up all its historical discrimination is based upon this false image of a God, God had a son. And this son, whatever he did, they were only trying to stay in accord with that law. And we know one of those laws that they have prefabbed is that people of color, and especially of dark color, are created to be slaves. They was put here to be a slave for the Caucasian or for the Son of God and his people. Very, very serious. They even covered the ground where how they try to justify that in the Christian faith based upon and established by Jewish people, is the reason why they have the right to discriminate and treat people who they call Gentiles and other nationalities and other skin colors in the language that they use. They have a right to abuse them, attack them, and kill them if necessary before they would let them have the freedom of being equal to them. And the prosecutor was telling me, he said, so you're saying just because at the time of who you call Jesus Christ, mostly everybody in that circle were of the Jewish faith is the reason why that you're not going, I mean, not of the Jewish faith, either, that were of the same Hebrew heritage, that's justification to not let anyone else in the circle, yet you still portray it's some other type of man. He doesn't look Jew in the world that most people who live for the last maybe 100 years or so. Most of them have an image. Some of them are blonde hair, blue eyed. Some of them are brunette and brown eyed. Take on what we call Caucasian features. They don't look like the standard concept of what a Hebrew nationality, for the lack of words, what look like. So how did this come about? How did this come about? And then we look at the example of Putin. Here's a man who was born and raised in a society established, they call Jewish people, who had a ethnic background of either if you wasn't born what they call a Hebrew or whatever, and the mixture of it, then you can't be a part of that circle, And the justification that the Muslims have over there, the ones who call themselves Muslims, is that they know that they are brothers. They have the same spiritual father, Ibrahim. So they tolerate one another in that circumstance there to develop and exploit people of different, what they call nationalities or ethnic backgrounds. There's a lot of information going on out there to propagate this continuous confusion about who's who in the zoo. The bottom line, we know that in the eyes of our Creator, no one is any different than the other one, other than what He has already warned us that our free will will make us divide up into tribes and things. And how are we going to use those things to know each other when they really are going to divide you? Because somebody's always on there and think that they are related to someone. I'm not this, I'm that, your skin is this. Again, because of the scheme of the shaitan and those religious leaders way back about 3,500 years ago seen the benefit in exploiting the less fortunate knowing God, knowing their Creator, except just by nature. By nature, it's in every human being. They know that they are the will of something. They might not know because of the free will that is in us to grow. When unopposed, it will soon find out and be rewarded by Almighty God Allah to guide them by choice. Again, some people can reflect on that, and I bear witness. I can say that. I can say without a doubt in my mind that when I was about 4 years old, You know, and I recognize the dialogue that I used to have with myself, you know, and listening to the Christian faith at that time helped me figure out that some of those voices might be the angels. Some of those voices I knew was supposed to be the evil one. Some of those voices that I hear, I knew was straight from the creator of all of the voices. And how, when I knew I was talking or being instructed or being comforted by the voice of Almighty God, the creator, you know, and as time went by, and I see that he has been keeping his promise to all of us. He is our cherisher. You know, he's the one who nurtures us. He's the one who created us. Nothing has no authority or better concern for the human being than the creator, Allah. Whether we know it or believe it or not, or whether we like it or not, it's a human fact. Go to the smartest human beings on this earth who are free to tell the truth as we are, and you'll see that they will agree. And the more that they try to find a reason not to believe, Almighty God, Allah, has created other human beings that we call scholars, educators, scientists, and everything to prove that when these people who are under the influence of this illusion, that they think they are God themselves, or the voice that they are listening to gives them a superior outlook, those human beings are here to correct us. Most of the time they are Muslims, because we know that in the history of education in the world, those people who are under the influence and the will of Almighty God Allah are the ones who are the recipients and awardees of the different educational nations in the world. You know, we had a lot to do with mathematics. The Muslim community does has a lot to do with science, sharing also with the Jewish community on the Hebrew community. You know, and I think that another message we need to start trying to, when we speak of the Jews, we need to let people know, if you don't already know, that they have four or five different categories of who they are. But most of the time when you talk about people of revelation, it's really people who are Hebrew. These are people who adhere to the guidance of Musa and other prophets, Aaron, David, etc., you know, and all are under the same, defense against the lies of the shaitan and those propagate and perpetrate and try to act like that there's another God and God has a son. And they are under the same, like we see over there in Israel, what they call Israel. The people who are Israelites have never had no rights ever since the inception of that country there. And it's not as old as a lot of people think, 60 years old, maybe 70, 80 years old, you know. But they came in, not only did they invade the land of the Palestinians, they also invaded the land of the Israelites who lived there and other people who believe in the one God, the oneness of the humanity, etc. You know, and so they all have been attacked by this scheme of the shaitan to try to make people bow down to a false God, a false reality, because he did not want us to bow down to the truth of our creation and forgot all about that our creator was his creator with that free will. It's important that we understand that free will and get more and ask for more through our prayers for understanding of it. Because this whole reality that we're dealing with is with the human being following their natural will to do the will of God and be with the will of God and what God has prescribed for us, then for the rebellious will of Satan, who thinks he's better than everything in creation, not just only us. He thinks he's the top dog, and he's got the human beings under those type of schemes to where they think they're better than somebody else. So with that, I'd just like to share that little information.
I'm doing a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay, well, thank you, Brother Muhammad. Don't go nowhere. And anybody else got anything they want to add or subtract or say or speak or anybody who's interested and they got something they want to say, all you got to do is match one and come into the queue and we will cut your mic on. So anyone else who got anything to say, this is our business hour, top of the hour where we talk about putting business together. We can talk about removing the image, but removing the image, it means to pick up building and putting things together. Thank you. So we going to turn, I think it's sister's mic on. As-salamu alaykum.
Alhamdulillah.
Well, sister, you know you play a top role. You got it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What I want to do, I just want to add on something, Brother Muhammad, you know, what he was saying, and I agree with what he said, but I just want to add on something when he was speaking, because I was thinking when he was speaking of the Jews, and I think I had said before, I started thinking, is that the Jews have this, you know, they said that it says the Jews have like they own like 90% of the United States of America. And also, I always remember Shuja always saying about how the Jews, you got to ask him to tell that story about how the Jews sold America this lie about Jesus as God. Thing about it is that, and then I put the two and two together. I said, and then in America, send them so many millions and millions, millions and millions of dollars each year. And I said, oh, that's the reason why, because they own like 90% of America wealth. And then I thought about it, and then when the brother was saying Caucasians, and then he said Jewish, and I said, oh, see. I said, that is something that I thought myself when you were speaking of Caucasians, I was thinking of, you know, just common white folks, you know, but it's the Jews because that's the race they are. They are the Caucasians. And you got to, and I will never forget the email Wadi Muhammad. He had stated one time, he said, the only time they call themselves white is when they come among us. Whenever you're among each other, they'll say, I'm a European, you know, I'm German, then they'll say they're Jewish. A lot of them say that they were Jewish. That you got to remember that the Jewish, the one that turned that boat around and brought Columbus and the slaves here, some of those slaves here to America. So now I'm just trying to figure out, and then like I said, when I heard, Shuja and I, we heard when he said on the TV, when he saw Bias with that with the cap on, he said, oh, Bias is a Jew. And then they announced it that the only way you could be president of the United States of America, you got to have the help from the Jewish community. That's the only way you're going to be. And I said, wow. So all this time, I'm thinking it was just these common Caucasians, you know, I never did distinguish them, but the Germans and all of them, they're Caucasians, just like you said, like I hear what someone say, that they're going to have all these people come over here, and that's how they're going to get their votes, because they're going to fall under white. Alhamdulillah. But just what I wanted to say is that that's amazing how you have so much knowledge out there, and the knowledge is the one. You know, here it is all the time. I'm thinking it's just a simple Caucasian. I never did distinguish that they was Polish, they was Irish, Jewish, you know, German. I never thought of them like that. I just thought them as being Caucasian. So when you say Jewish, I mean, these were Jewish Caucasian because they have Ethiopian Jews that are dark, but these were Jewish Caucasians that helped brought the slaves over here. Alhamdulillah. That's what I wanted to say, that so if the Jewish is the one that really brought us the slaves over here, and they are the one, and that's why they give all that money to Israel, because they own 90% of the wealth over here. And that's why, like I said, they passed that law. I mean, they was talking. I said, how could that law be passed when they said about the prisoners, you know? And I was thinking, I thought about my son. I said he should study. He should study that, and if he get released early, because they didn't say what would they be on death row or what. He should study. There's nothing wrong with studying. They said, how do you defeat the enemy? You defeat him at his. And for you to defeat the enemy, you have to know them. Did you know that on Fridays when we have Juma, they have Sabbath? That's amazing. It was amazing, but like when the Imam Wardi Muhammad said, but we are closer to the Christians than the Jews, and now I couldn't understand why when I started reading about them, but now I understand why. It's because of Jesus. They did not accept Jesus, alhamdulillah. And that's the one, the question I want to ask them, why did they not accept Jesus, Esau, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, God, the reason they don't accept Jesus, Jesus said in the Bible that they are the devil, and the work of the devil they will do. This is one of the things that he pointed out to them in the Bible. So that's one reason they don't accept Jesus. And another reason they don't accept Jesus, because if they don't speak, don't speak directly to what they want, they don't accept them. That's why. And that's why. So we're here tonight to straighten out the mess that have been made and have been given to us that hold us back. So hold on. Don't go anywhere. I ain't going to cut your mic off. You might want to come back and say something else. So anybody else wants to add or take away or say something, this match one, come into your queue. And I see no one. So I will turn it back over to Brother Muhammad. Did you hear what the sister said, Brother Muhammad? Brother Muhammad?
Yes, sir.
You got anything you want to add to that, or?
No, she's on point on, and like we all do, we all
studying what Allah inspires us to study for a reason, to give us peace of mind and peace of heart, and we're able to share that with someone else, and you know, all praise is due to Allah, you know, and there's you can never go wrong perfecting and following the truth. It just makes things better and better and better, and increases our opportunity to understand our trouble that we used to be in and what the world is in. And we'll be able, you know, inshallah, if God willing, you know, Allah willing, we'll be able to share with them, you know, their experiences, and also share with them how to overcome them by turning to one God, ignoring almost 80% of the language of the world, you know, and just stick with the share of the world that is concrete truth, and enjoy the growth that it's going to give them and the growth that it's going to give their family as long as they be here. Because we all are striving down a path that will lead us all one day in our reality and in the reality, even if we're not here, that we all going to come back together as one soul, one creation, and meet our maker. Meet our creator. So we all have the same destiny with our free will, those who can take control of their free will and apply it to the guidance that's in their thinking, you know, in wanting to understand something. You know, if they follow it, and if they follow and see the two roads, maybe sometimes three or four roads that Satan tried to put out there to make you ponder and then maybe make a wrong turn, just stay straight. Just like I said, just stand up and keep straight, and you will find yourself free of all these different things that lead you to deviation And every time it pops up, you automatically have a good standing right there. That's why it's so important that we establish the model community. Like you said, usually getting back to business in some parts of it, you know, and establish a way of life to where it's easy for anyone, and especially our children. Because remember, our children make some of their foundational choices from the time they're 2 years old till they get around about 13 or 14. And they say through the sciences of the knowledge that's been perpetrating against the human family and the word of God, how it comes and intervene and help those who seek his help. We know that when they get around 12 or 13, 14 years old, you know, one way or other, that child is ready to lose some more time following falsehood or gain a great, great future and stand on the right path that their parents put them on, what scripture they read, and the guidance that Almighty God gives them, you know, then they'll stand a wonderful chance if we establish a model example of the type of mind, spirit, emotions, et cetera, and the concrete reality of the best food, the best manners, the best moral character, the best loving for yourself, what you love for others, you know, that reality will be waiting on them. It's always been waiting on us. We found a little bit of it, but we got to make it a manifest reality, especially here in the United States of America, you know, where it's totally the place of hell. And many people don't even believe that and don't know that. But there are many, many people of the world know that this is the most hellish, subliminal, perverted society to come in to seek freedom to do what you want to do, especially if you're not trying to be what God say do. But it's wide open for those of us who believe. This whole earth belongs to those who believe when they come together and establish a model community followed on the example of all of the revelation. Because when now we have Quran here, where people who are in the Bible, you can lay your Bible down by the Quran and think about what you're reading out of the Bible and look at it, what it's saying compared to the final revelation. You know, look at your Torah if you have access to it. And then look at any book. You can, if you put it by the Quran, you can see how much and how far it is away from the truth. Also the same way in the life example of Prophet Muhammad. If you look at the life of Prophet Muhammad and you put all the lives that you might have experienced in your time or in our time, in these days, time, you'll see the best example on how men should treat everybody and how women learn how to treat everybody and kids learn how to respect and treat everybody because of this constant knowledge of true guidance from the Creator of all the world. And when we share it with each other, like we are in pursuing now, especially in this business arena, I just wanted to share, we were talking the other day ago, we have a brother who's in North Carolina, was bold enough to put out on the web that he has so many acres of land, but he was inviting believers to come and help him establish a model community there, you know. And he wants to have everything based upon scripture, based upon the prophets and messengers of God, based upon the life of the people who followed those anointed men. So he's willing to let you share in what he's putting up. He's putting up the land, and he's open that if you're looking for a future in a civilized, only what God permits type of lifestyle, you know, he's asking to grow with him. He's done his part by God's permission. He has made himself qualified to receive some land from God. You know, but we got to remember, anything that we got, it comes from Almighty God, Allah, the Creator. And he gave it to you for a reason, to test you or to reward you. You have to use your own good common sense that he also has given us and use your free will thereof, of that knowledge when it comes to you or that reward. So Allah has given many of us land. We know that. People live on all types of land. But it's what they are doing with it. Are they using it to grow human excellence?
Brother Muhammad, we can't hear you. We can't hear you, Brother Muhammad. Yeah, we hear you
now. Something on your ear? Oh, okay. I haven't changed my position, but we want to make sure that anyway. I'm pretty sure he's sitting down when I have cure. As we all know, that means sitting down and have mutual consultation about what can be done with the land. There's already been provisions made for a grave site, house of worship, schools, apartment building. He's already got the counties and the states involved with the situation that have done all the free taxpayer rewards that he have coming by putting his pipelines and water lines and things. But now he's ready to build. He needs believers that help him to build and invest in his land, in what he's doing.
Because he has enough wisdom already to know that whatever anybody help him with the basic of what he's doing right now, you might one day increase that by a thousandfold by God's permission. You might go there and say, well, brother, I want to help, you know, I want to open up a business here, or brother, I would like to build my home here. You know, I got the GI Bill, etc. I got this type of loan. If we're going to have this type of moral character, and we're going to have these type of civil and spiritual laws here where everybody's free, if they want to think, just as long as they respect their creator, you know. And if they don't understand the creator, we'll have sure after sure after sure pulling together what people claim God has revealed to them and see what God tells us is correct. He said, leave all affairs to him. Bring them back to him. So there's many ideas. You can come there. You can say, well, brother, I'd like to invest in this here and help you with this. And as it grows and develops, we can work out as it develops a type of financial residue I get from it. So you don't have to live there. You don't have to be there. You could live in California. And if you want to share and help the brother with $40,000, $50,000 to open up a store there or something, open up a product that you have in California, and you want to develop that store there, or if you want to buy a gas station, or if you want to do this right there. And remember, within a few years of this model community, it'll be the most prosperous community amongst the communities who are already doing things like this, like the Amish, the Mormons, you know, the people who are trying to base their life and their products to the best of their knowledge on what it pleases God and what is good for the human being's health, welfare, and freedom. So we have an opportunity to establish a model community by helping this brother Imam Yusuf there in North Carolina. If anybody's interested in that, Brother Akbar, I sent him a email of a message. Anybody else who wants, you can check with Brother Akbar, and I have been officially told that he can email that information on to everybody else. And the meeting is the next Saturday from 9 until 12. There's going to be entertainment for the children. There's going to be free food, you know. There's going to be time to go out and look at the I think it's about 72 acres that has already been cleared.
And there's 100 more acres or so, I think, is that's optional, you know, for investing, for building a model city. What we mean by model community, we're talking about things that are based upon the Quran, the Bible, and the Torah, and other books that share concrete connection to revelation, because it has to be what God permits. It can't be no compromising. It cannot be sharing of this and that or putting in foreign ideas. It had to be something that could be found in the scriptures, you know, that man has already preserved and are aware of, the Bible, the Torah, the Quran, you know, and other books that have gave translations, you know, and brought out other good things in those books. This is the type of model community that the brother is talking about establishing. So if you're tired of this hell, and if you're tired of all this distrust, et cetera, here's an opportunity to invest something in for your children and yourself. And there's going to be many more model cities like this spring up around the country, whether the devil know about it, the United States government know about it, or whatever. It doesn't make any difference, but you don't have to hide. The truth must be told, because these are our rights. This is what we have done for 400 years. And remember, the same 400 years that we're talking about, even though we have been the most abusive, used slave that got over here. Remember, there are still people who came over here slaves 400-something years ago with us of different nationalities. And they are still dealing with the residue of what happened to them. Maybe not as bad as we are, you know, because we got the worst treatment. But remember, there are other people who are fully aware of how the plight of the African slave in America has turned out to be the best striving, fighting for the rights of himself, which will give rights to all human beings here in the United States. It's always been that way. So the descendants of African slaves, their pursuit of equality, freedom, and justice has set many, many, many people free, and we'll continue to set them free. Now we're working on establishing freedom from all this hell, homosexuality, by establishing a model community of humanitarian life based upon the creator of it, not based upon a group of people there who are coming up with this or science or mathematics. Because Almighty God, Allah, created all of that. He's the creator of those things, too. To make it easy. Yes, sir.
Yeah, hold on. Let me. Anybody else got one question about that? Sister Haran, you want to say anything about that? Brother Rashad, are you on? You got to do max one. Sister Haran, you want to say anything?
You know, I'm driving, so I kind of missed a little bit, so that's why I can't elaborate on it right now, because I missed something.
Okay, then. Okay,
get
Brother Rush.
Okay,
alhamdulillah. Be careful, sister. Alhamdulillah. Okay, everybody, Brother Rush. As-salamu alaykum.
What?
As-salamu alaykum. Go ahead,
5630. Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much. Well, alaykum as-salam. Well, thank you very much. It sounds very positive, you know, exactly the thing that I think we need, you know, to get out these cities. You know, these cities are really, you know, unnatural, you know, like they say, you know, concrete jungles and, some cases, you know, you have a lot of, you know, unnatural living. Sometimes you have crime and, you know, you have people close together and not able to really get out and express themselves, you know, unless they go out to a park or, you know, go out to the beach. So, you know, the natural way of living where you have land, you have, you know, righteous people coming together, you know, worshiping the only one true God, Allah. You know, that sounds that sounds beautiful. That sounds like heaven on earth, you know. But now, where is this? Is this in Baton Rouge or outside of Baton? What state is this in?
This is in Greenville, North Carolina, on August the 30th, from 11 o'clock until those who have a show will get there. You have a chance to have Shura, and there'll be food and games for children, and tents will be up so that people can relax. They wanted to be an example of the garden, because we'll be taking care of all this business and preparing for the right to establish a halal environment, while at the same time enjoying, like Allah says, in the garden, you know, where everyone is relaxed, you're comfortable, you're free to really think about the commitments you might want to make, or the kind of goals you want to share and questions you might want to ask the brother, you know. And that's going to be in Greenville, South Carolina. And he's a life for whoever might be coming, if you can let him know before now. And I'm well by Wednesday. That way they'd be well prepared to feed whoever does show up, and make sure that if they bring in kids with them or whatever, their family with them, there'll be accommodations put together, because we have some brothers who are from different cities already saying if they know ahead of time, they will help the brother prepare the food, and everybody will donate something to make sure that whoever comes will be accommodated, so that you'll be free to really make a commitment and listen what the law is telling all of you there, all of us there, and all of us, period, like we're doing every day anyway. But we really get a chance, inshallah, where Allah will show us that this is how easy this is getting ready to be, to have a township right here in America, like the Amish community, the Mormon. You own your own maybe about a 25-mile radius block, like we know down there in Florida, the Amish are in battle with Florida right now, because they want to annex 240-something thousand acres. I think if you go online, you get the right figure. I think it's 240,000 acres they're trying to make of the state of Florida, give them total control over, according to their faith. So we're seeing that people of faith are coming together. Yes, there's going to always be a growing period because of the residue and the misdirection and the deviation and the hypocritical information we have among us in our faith. But that's a good start right here to start purifying. When you put down the rules of the Quran or the rules of the Bible according to your understanding or the Torah or whatever, and you and you are sincere with it, it helps receive more guidance from God on how we're going to do it. So it's going to be in Greenville, North Carolina. And I'm trying to get his number right here right quick so that it's because I've been authorized that if you only call, only you who call, who are really interested in setting down with a bunch of businessmen, farmers, there'll be brothers there who already got their halal farms. There'll be brothers there who are already selling halal products like True detergent and everything, and find out how to better increase their business opportunity.
Alhamdulillah. Sounds like a winner already, you know. Allah says, believe is already successful.
Can y'all still hear me?
Yeah. I'm listening. I can hear you. Wow, look at my phone.
I got missed. I'm trying to find that number. That's what's going on Thursday.
Okay.
And these brothers who are doing it are some people are coming from North Carolina, South Carolina. There's a good possibility of brother from the imam from halal industry trying to see if he could free himself up to be there from Philadelphia, and I think there might be myself here from Georgia, and maybe Akbar. You know, inshallah, we're trying to see now if Allah will bless us to get that again so we can all ride together up there because we don't want to miss it if it's since it's coming from the obligation we have as Muslims, you know, don't want to miss it.
Okay, we have brother Muhammad Kareem from New York. He wanted to say something. Go ahead, brother Kareem, brother Muhammad.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum.
Well,
I just got on a few minutes ago. I was on before, but I stopped to make my agreed prayer. So I'm back now. So when I think the last thing I heard was Quran was speaking about that the Jews own 90% of all the wealth in America and in the world. I'm not quite sure what she said. But anyway, she said they own 90% of the wealth. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, what you saying?
Right, okay. And I think Muhammad was saying a few minutes ago about a program I just got on, somebody, a group is supposed to be meeting sometime. I didn't hear when or where.
Next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
Saturday at the 30th at 11 o'clock in the morning when it starts.
Where is that? It's online or where? What?
Well, if everybody got a pencil and pen, if you're ready, I'll give you about 30 seconds, then I'll give you a telephone number. Only call them. Only call if you are really interested in coming and support your brother, develop his land. He's open to investment in his land. He's open to putting together, they already got a grave site. They already got an area designated for mass years. I think they already got an area where they're talking about putting up some apartment buildings. I don't know how many. He has 72 acres that he's already ready cleared. He's had the city of Greenville, North Carolina, put in the water lines and the power line, whatever they were obligated to put in when a section of land is being developed for inhabit. You know, he got plans for the Sister Claire Muhammad School there and everything so far. But he could give it to you straight from his mouth, and he's welcome the invitation to anybody who's going to call him. He just asks us to be serious and really hope that you can come down and with him and sit down with the other people who are going to be there discussing how they can help.
Okay.
Okay, anybody ready for a number? Here we go. It's 252-945.
Start again. 225 what?
252-945-1682. Imam Yusuf. And we already have brothers there who've been selling True Detergent. One of the businessmen sells True Detergent there in Fayetteville. They're already a productive type of brothers. I think it's every other Friday or something like that, they give out 7,000 pounds of free food. Some of the agencies in the city. And that they pass out every weekend to people who need food and stuff. Real, real productive brothers.
Okay.
Okay,
so will you repeat that number one more time, Brother Muhammad?
252-941-682. Please tell him that Brother Muhammad referred you. And like I said before, but please, when you call if you're really interested in trying to make that meeting. And at least ask questions from him that you really need to help you if you can't make it, be able to see if you can find a way to support with him or set up another phone call with him and on how you can support him to support you in maybe owning a city, a future city in about 3 or 4 years. Your business is there. You can own your own business there. You can go into business with the business being already there. There's so many ways that Allah is making it easy for us to come together.
What time
is the call, Muhammad? What time in the activity, you mean?
No, what time is make this phone call? To
Oh, you can call him. Most time it's just calling between 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the afternoon. And if you leave a message, most likely he'll call you back too. If you don't get him, he most likely will call you back. So it don't hurt to at least call a couple of times to make sure that your message has been taken. If you miss him, because he's out in the field, he got a big field. He grows food. He had animals there and everything, and a lot of the brothers there. I guess the group of businessmen who I know are going from different cities, they might have in their possession about 200 or 300 head of goats and things. One brother has his own farm. He has his own halal business. He does ears and all the things, sells food in one city, Fayetteville, and then there's another brother who is his family left him a piece of land, and he's doing basically the same thing too. They're trying to share their faith and their wealth together and trying to how to preserve and develop these halal surroundings, you know.
This number, what's his name again? This number 252.
Imam Yusuf.
Imam Yusuf?
Yes, sir.
You have his full name, Yusuf?
I think his last name is Shahid. But we normally call him Imam Yusuf. Yeah. These are brothers who I've been on the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday Halakha for the last two and a half years.
Oh,
we meet every Monday morning, read Quran and everything every Monday morning. So I pretty well know them. Plus, I used to live in Fayetteville in the area for about 3 or 4 years a while back when I was my wife was in the service.
Okay, thank you. All right. Everyone got the number. You called the number. You said you're serious about this, so I'll be calling.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And you probably can connect with the brother who's already selling through the detergent. Yeah, that's a good opportunity to help interest for you, too. He does pretty good.
The brother selling the detergent, do you know his name?
Yes, his name is Rashad. He goes to Atlanta and come back with pallets of true detergent, so he's doing pretty good with that business also. And he's one of the sponsors that's going to see how he can help too.
Okay, good. All right. Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. Now, just to keep you going, this is the type of honesty and sharing in business, since we own the business ourselves, that we're gonna have to do. We have to talk plain and clear, like Allah gives it to us. Allah don't give any shadows, shade. Allah tells us straight up over and over again in the Quran and in the life example of Prophet Muhammad that we just have to be straight with each other, you know. And we have to talk with love and invitation, even though we know what we have been through. But that is a plus factor, because we know that Allah is real. If it wasn't for what we went through, there's no way in the world we might would be like the same people who on this message of concern, you know, who we know still ain't heard the truth yet, you know, and have been through the same experience that we have been through, you know, in our foreparents, in our ancestors. But still, Allah has chosen not to bless them to be where we are, and that's His service, you know. And we have to qualify ourselves to keep this by talking straight with each other. Cut out all the fantasy and stuff, and don't be ashamed of what you got, because whatever you got, Allah said it's enough to put together with who believe and establish this model community, you know. So I'm just saying the day of Qiyamah is a lot closer, like we all say, than what people who don't believe and people who have weak belief might not be aware of, because they're living in a distracted situation. You know, and yes, we need the business. We need to deal with everything that's real on this earth that we need. We need the land. We need the money to develop the land. We need the money to develop those buildings or businesses. We need the land to develop those products for these businesses. And we need to talk to the world of people who are just like we know that we are obligated. We owe an obligation to our fellow human being to tell them the truth. It works both ways. We have also an obligation to tell those who say they Muslims, where's your love for me that I have for you? We have a right to ask them. But we have to develop products
that when Satan continues to fight and scuffle like he's doing, trying to keep this from happening, it's going to get worse. He's not going to let and give up without a fight because he know he's going to hell. And he's still trying to take everybody with him he can. So when we try to develop import and export opportunities, which we have another one on the farm. We have a brother in Liberia. You know, him and his family own a bush acre land. He now is already working on trying to figure out how to care. And the same brother that I'm talking about having this program is talking about going to Liberia with him the first time. They help him develop his land. You know, and he has goals of being a Muslim governor or something of Liberia. And one of his strong aspirations, and he's a retired U.S. citizen military soldier. You know, he has dual citizenship, you know, and he wants to go home, and his aspiration is to turn Africa back into the hands of Mansa Musa. That's all he talks about, Mansa Musa, Askia Muhammad, and he's just been a Muslim about 6 years now, 6 or 7 years. But that's how much zeal he is. And he's trying to put together delegation and help kids over there with dependent children's services and stuff. We're talking about developing a lot of things on his land, inshallah, only if Allah wills it. But we have to listen to Allah and trust Allah when he tells us these things and not act like it's just some information running through our head, but we don't know what to do with it. That's not the case. So it's going to happen, and like the brother who's getting ready to have the Shura Convention, Imam Bilal of Philadelphia, you know, people need to be contacting him like Brother Sharif said the other day ago. We need to contact these people and remind them their obligation. We're supposed to be brothers. Didn't act like it. We're supposed to be love each other like I love ourselves. Didn't act like it. Excuse me. Not act like it. Do it. Yeah, like Sharif's word. Yeah, we just need to do it and quit wasting time talking to brothers and sisters don't want to do it because of whatever. You know, that's the privacy that you give them. But the goal is to establish these businesses, just allow life here in America. We ain't going nowhere. We done paid too much worship to Allah to walk away like we did, like we gave up that Allah was going to answer us. He answered our foreparents. He set them free so we could be here. You know, what makes us think that our prayers ain't going to be answered? Pray to get rid of Shaitan this year. What makes us think that there's so much damage and change can happen, like this change I hear about this meeting, about this convention coming. Don't you know if these things come to pass in this 1 year, that is so much pressure on Satan and people who will wake up from his schemes and his bamboozling and want to be right and support what a model community right here in America. He's been telling everybody it's a model community. America been raving and telling everybody around the world, God bless America. And it's our job to prove it. It's our job to prove it. That Satan is calling it out to them because he wants people not to believe it. Because he can say, God bless America, and then he know when you come over and look at how you got homosexuals, people robbing, people murder, got kids murdering people. Everything. He sat back and laughed. He said, ain't no way in the world they're going to believe that God bless this place. But we're going to make a fool out of him. Like Allah said, we're going to make a fool out of him. You know, by establishing this model community, establishing peace, love, and happiness, freedom, justice, and equality at a pace now that anybody can feel. Anybody see it. And that is the mission, whether we like it or not or understand it or not. I may Allah bless us with understanding later on if we need it. The community of Imam Warfdi Muhammad, that is your destiny. You've been told by your leader. You've been told by those who believe amongst us, you know, and we still fighting for the truth, and we still have our doubts. And when we reflect our Baqarah, we know that as long as we have doubts, Allah's not going to put no burden on us. He's not going to make us do something that we have doubt about. He's not going to do it. He done promised us that. But the believers, he's also done promised you if you do it, everything in creation is going to help you bring about this model community. Money, land just going to pop up. You're going to find brothers and sisters who've been Muslim. Y'all know, I know some Muslims who are 80 and 90 years old that own their land from the land that they had from their parents. And they are hoping and praying that we will come about and help them, and they see it in their lifetime, their land go into the worship of Allah. They don't want to see it go to their children, who might take it somewhere else if they're not sincere. They definitely don't want to see what we call the white man or the schemes of the shaitan or somebody who believes in God, God had a son, get back control of his land and start exploiting it, selling imperfect animals, imperfect vegetables, like they've been doing. They just have to compete on who can sell the most poisoned food. That is the message of concern, that those of us of the Islamic faith are obligated to share with everyone on this earth, but with our own self first. Allah said, take this knowledge of the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad and save your own soul first, because that's proof. That is proof when they see you live, not practice, not go on and do it as you want to, but actually live this halal life that Allah has permitted for every human being. Just want to say that. Back to you, Akbar.
Thank you, and appreciate that, Brother Muhammad. So anybody want to say this, all the mic is on. Anybody have got anything they want to say, the mic is on. And so all you gotta do is the mic is open. Brother Rashad, or Sister Karan, or Brother Muhammad Tariq. Brother Muhammad Tariq, anybody got anything they would like to say?
No,
right,
I don't have anything else. No, I'm okay. Almost 9 o'clock.
Thank you, it's almost there. Thank you, Rosary. Sister Karan, you driving, so don't worry about it, dude. Thank you for being on. Thank everybody. Brother Rashad, you want to say the last thing? Anything you want to say?
No, all I got to say is, alhamdulillah, you know, that this project and program is well on its way. All praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah. Thank you, Brother Rashad. Brother Muhammad from Columbus.
Yes, sir. I like to hear you close out this time. I like hearing when somebody else pray for us.
Oh, man, you can close out. You a co-worker,
so Brother Rashad, where you going at? Where you going, Rashad?
All right, I'll close out. Who's the black man? Sultan Rashid. Bismillah, Rahman Rahim. All praise is due to Allah, Lord of all the worlds, the beneficent, the merciful master of the day of acquittal. Thee do we serve, thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favors. Not of those who go astray, not of those whose courses wept, not of those who go astray. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, Rahman ar-Rahim, maliki yawm al-deen, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'een, ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqeem, sirata al-ladheena an'amta alayhim, ghayri al-maghdubi alayhim wa al-dhaalleen. Amen.
May Allah keep blessing on everybody and be safe.
That's it.